Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Arteries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Obsessive Compulsive Disorder Elements, History, Treatments, and Research by Leslie J. Shapiro is a professional reference on obsessive compulsive disorder. Written for readers who need a structured introduction to the condition rather than a narrowly personal account, the book belongs to the clinical and psychological nonfiction category, with an emphasis on defining OCD, tracing its historical understanding, explaining diagnosis and symptoms, and surveying treatment and research. Shapiro, a clinician associated with specialized OCD work, presents the disorder as more than repetitive behavior or ordinary worry. The book situates obsessions and compulsions within psychiatric assessment, daily impairment, social cost, and therapeutic response. Its purpose is educational to help mental health professionals, students, therapists, and informed readers understand how OCD develops, how it affects work and relationships, and why treatment usually requires evidence-based methods rather than reassurance or willpower. Case examples, terminology support, and resource guidance make it a practical overview as well as an academic introduction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, OCD as a cycle of intrusive obsession and compulsive response. A central topic of the book is the structure of OCD itself, intrusive, unwanted thoughts or images create distress, and compulsive actions or mental rituals are used to reduce that distress. This framing is important because it separates clinical OCD from common preferences for order, cleanliness, or routine. Shapiro presents OCD as a disorder in which the person often recognizes the irrational or excessive quality of the fear but still feels driven to respond. That distinction explains why advice such as simply stop worrying is ineffective. The compulsion provides short-term relief, but it also reinforces the original fear by teaching the mind that danger was avoided only because the ritual occurred. The book covers both visible compulsions, such as checking or washing, and less visible mental rituals, such as reviewing, neutralizing, or seeking certainty. This breadth matters because many forms of OCD are missed when observers look only for stereotypical behaviors. By emphasizing the obsession-compulsion cycle, the book gives readers a practical conceptual model for understanding why symptoms persist and why treatment must interrupt the reinforcing pattern rather than merely comfort the sufferer. Secondly, historical development of OCD concepts and diagnostic recognition, the book also places OCD in historical perspective, showing that the disorder has not always been understood through modern psychiatric categories. Earlier interpretations of obsessive fear and repetitive behavior were often moral, religious, or character-based, while later medical and psychological models treated them as symptoms requiring systematic study. This historical approach is useful because it reveals how stigma can arise when compulsions are mistaken for weakness, defiance, excessive piety, or personal eccentricity. Diagnostic recognition changed the conversation by linking symptoms to patterns of distress, impairment, and recurrence. Shapiro covers diagnosis as more than labeling. It is a method for distinguishing OCD from related conditions. Ordinary caution, psychosis, impulse control problems, and anxiety that does not involve ritualized neutralization. The historical dimension also helps explain why contemporary treatment emphasizes mechanisms rather than blame. Readers can see that OCD knowledge developed through shifts in clinical observation, theory, and research. This makes the book more than a symptom checklist, because it clarifies how professional understanding of the disorder has evolved and why accurate diagnosis remains essential. Thirdly, personal, relational, workplace, and social costs of untreated symptoms. Shapiro addresses OCD not only as an internal psychiatric condition, but also as a disorder with practical consequences across daily life. The book describes how symptoms can disrupt work, family relationships, social participation, and basic decision-making. This focus is significant because OCD often consumes time and attention in ways that are invisible to outsiders. A person may appear functional while spending hours checking, reviewing, avoiding contamination, seeking reassurance, or arranging life around feared consequences. In relationships, the disorder can draw others into rituals through accommodation, where family members, coworkers, or partners participate in reassurance or avoidance to reduce conflict. Although accommodation may seem compassionate in the moment, it can strengthen the disorder by preserving the belief that rituals are necessary for safety or moral certainty. At work or school, OCD can slow tasks, increase absenteeism, and create distress around responsibility, error, or contamination. By examining these costs, the book broadens the reader's perspective from symptom description to functional impairment. This makes treatment urgency more understandable. OCD is not measured only by unusual thoughts, but by the extent to which those thoughts control behavior, relationships, and opportunity. Fourthly, treatment overview centered on evidence-based clinical approaches. A major contribution of the book is its treatment orientation, which surveys approaches used to reduce OCD symptoms and improve functioning. The available description identifies treatments, theory, and research as core elements, and Shapiro is known for clinical work with OCD. The book, therefore, positions treatment as a structured process grounded in research rather than reassurance, insight alone, or avoidance of feared triggers. In contemporary OCD care, the most recognized behavioral approach is exposure and response prevention, in which clients gradually face feared thoughts, objects, or situations while resisting compulsive rituals. The reasoning behind this method fits the book's focus on the obsession-compulsion cycle recovery requires learning that anxiety, uncertainty, or guilt can be tolerated without ritualized neutralization. Treatment may also involve cognitive work, education, family guidance, and medication management when appropriate under qualified care. The book does not appear to present a single simplistic cure. Instead, it situates treatment among theory, clinical observation, and research findings. This is valuable for readers because OCD varies widely in theme and severity. Effective intervention must account for symptom form, avoidance patterns, insight, family accommodation, and barriers that keep rituals in place. Lastly, case examples and reference tools that connect theory to clinical use. The book stands out as a reference because it includes case studies, a glossary, suggested readings, and resource listings. These supporting features serve an important educational role. OCD can look very different from one person to another. Contamination fears, checking. Intrusive taboo thoughts, religious or moral fears, relationship doubts, and responsibility-based fears may all operate through the same underlying cycle while appearing unrelated on the surface. Case examples help readers connect abstract descriptions to lived patterns in society, work, and relationships. They also reduce the risk of narrowing OCD to the most visible stereotypes. A glossary is useful because OCD treatment and research use specialized terms such as obsession, compulsion, avoidance, exposure, response prevention, reassurance seeking, and insight. Suggested readings and organizational resources help readers continue beyond the book, especially in a field where treatment recommendations and clinical debates evolve. For students and professionals, these tools support classroom use, clinical orientation, and referral awareness. And for informed lay readers, they create a map of credible concepts without turning the book into a casual self-help manual. The result is a bridge between introductory explanation and professional application. In conclusion, obsessive-compulsive disorder elements, history, treatments, and research is best suited for mental health professionals in training, practicing clinicians who want a concise orientation to OCD, psychology, and social work students. Clergy or support professionals who encounter obsessive guilt or ritualized reassurance seeking, and informed readers who want more than a popularized description. Its practical benefit lies in organizing OCD around symptoms, diagnosis, history, functional impact, treatment, and research, rather than isolating any one dimension. Readers gain a clearer vocabulary for identifying obsessions and compulsions, a stronger sense of why rituals persist, and a more realistic appreciation of how OCD affects relationships, employment, and social life. Intellectually, the book is useful because it situates present-day treatment within a broader history of changing explanations for the disorder. Compared with many self-help books on OCD, it appears more reference-oriented and professionally framed. Compared with highly technical clinical manuals, it is positioned as a comprehensive introduction that includes case examples and resource guidance. What differentiates it is this middle ground. It combines historical context, diagnostic explanation, treatment overview, research awareness, and practical illustrations in one accessible professional resource. That makes it especially valuable for readers seeking a structured map of OCD before moving into specialized treatment manuals, empirical studies, or disorder-specific clinical training. If you would like to support Leslie J. Shapiro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.